Millions of football fans will be watching the Sunday NFL games. Commentator Diana Nyad wishes that women's sports could attract that kind of interest.
The Los Angeles Sparks are the new champions of the Women's National Basketball League, and yet the team averaged a mere 9,000 or so fans a game this year. I sat at the championship game, my eyes filled with tears to see these young women showcasing their athleticism, their teamwork, and their pride. It just didn't seem all that long ago to me that my generation of elite women athletes had to hustle car washes and bake sales just to travel to national championships. No doubt, we have come a long, long way. But even the best today, the Sparks, say they are largely ignored by local media, and most of the Sparks players say they are unrecognized non-entities in their home city. And it's not a good sign that there isn't a single huge crossover name in the WNBA, a personality that has attracted fans outside the women's sports niche. With the women athletes in team sports, the lead stories are often so negative that the WNBA had to give away half the tickets for the All-Star game just to fill the stadium, that the new soccer league, WUSA, finished its season with a 0.4 TV rating, which television experts will tell you is such a low number that it really can't be measured. But we don't have to worry about tennis and golf or Olympic sports. Women long ago earned separate recognition and appreciation in those areas. Fans are just as thrilled to see Marion Jones or Jennifer Capriati as they are to see Maurice Green or Gustavo Kuerten. But the last frontier, team sports, is resisting. We are not, evidently, going to easily tread on that hallowed ground anytime soon. But women's team sports aren't drawing hordes of women fans either. There might be something to the idea that Americans are in mid-rebellion against the unification of the genders, something that started back in the 60s. We may have fought hard for equal pay, but we are definitely in a hip-hugger cleavage era of high femininity. There's no conflict with the tennis players. Short skirts, slender bodies, plenty of skin. But I've heard independent, successful women groan at some of the close-ups during a WNBA game. Bulging biceps, baggy hip-hop shorts, and tough hairdos. Maybe more than anything else, it's just bad timing. This is an uncertain period in America's $250 billion a year sports industry. Men's team sports are reeling with declining attendance and TV ratings. So where does that leave women's teams, which are taking their first baby steps? Women's pro leagues, I'm sure, will continue to make progress in financial and popular terms. But I'm so afraid we will still be wondering, 20 years from now, as we look to the top of that tall pedestal where the likes of Michael Jordan and John Elway have been worshipped, why there still are no female equivalents.
The comments of Diana Nyad, a senior correspondent for Fox Sports News Television.